For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Here in the final weeks of 2017, it's nice to remember some of the good things that happened this year. Memphis music, as always, is among them. With us today is Bob Mayer, music writer of The Commercial Appeal. He recently published a list of his favorite local records of 2017. Bob, glad you could join us.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
So you wanna be a superstar?
So what is this?
Well, this is a track by an artist named Mono Neon. Dwayne Thomas is his full name, but he's a really interesting Memphis-raised, born and bred musician, multi-instrumentalist. But he's been doing some really interesting stuff, and this album is a kind of future funk, jazz fusion record with some hip-hop elements. It's a really fascinating series of recordings he's made over the last few years, particularly a place called Fantasy, which we just heard a little bit of.
Now, there's always some good soul music made here every year, but I think this next track is really just kind of a classic soul song right out of the gate.
So somebody tell me how do I get there?
Yeah, that's Don Bryant from his album Don't Give Up on Love, the song How Do I Get There. And Don Bryant, some would know, he is a songwriter primarily. He wrote I Can't Stand the Rain for his wife Ann Peebles, or with his wife Ann Peebles. You know, at 75, I believe Don is him stepping out on his own for the first time in many years. So it really is kind of a stone cold soul classic.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Julian Baker, just moody and melodic and internationally recognized singer-songwriter. You recommend this track called Hurt Less, and it comes kind of midway through her recent album, Turn Out the Lights.
I used to never wear a seatbelt, 'cause I said I didn't care what happened. No, I didn't see the point in trying to save myself.
She really is just an incredibly perceptive writer and really emotive singer, and I think this song in particular for me sort of stands out from the album as something that really kind of is a distillation of what makes her so great.
Obviously, Memphis music can be very beautiful, but there's also no shortage of eccentricity either. There's one album this year that it really exemplifies that.
Yeah, and that's a project called Duets from Mellotron. It's from a couple local musicians, Jonathan Kirksey, who's a string player with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, and Robbie Grant, who's a well-known singer-songwriter. And they got together last year in a kind of celebration of the Mellotron, which is a sort of keyboard-based sampler, essentially, that was popular in the 1960s. Definitely an interesting sort of outsider kind of approach to an instrument and music making in Memphis, probably things most folks haven't heard.
Yeah, I gotta say, I have a copy of this record on vinyl next to my record player. It's been there all year, just as a conversation piece. It's just fun to play at parties.
It's definitely a feast for the ears and for the eyes if people get a chance to see them duets from Mellotron.
Bob Mayer is the music writer for The Commercial Appeal and author of the book Trouble Boys, The True Story of the Replacements. We've got links to these songs and more at WKNOFM.org. Come check it out. Bob, thanks for the visit.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
This is WKNO News. I'm Christopher Blank.